American Legion Baseball coverage is on the air. We begin each game day with In the Dugout, a pregame chat with Hastings head coach Kevin Asher. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings.
And good evening. Welcome to American Legion Baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHIS at Duncan Field. We got the Johnny Hop Tournament this weekend. Hastings opening things up with the 52 Patriots, a team out of Millard South here tonight. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, this has always been a competitive tournament in the past, and this year should be no different.
You're right. This is a great way to end your season. You get in this time of the year, you better be playing quality ball, and you better be playing quality competition, because that's what you're going to see in your area tournament. You're going to see everybody's best. So we like bringing these teams in from Omaha and Lincoln and, you know, a couple local teams here. It gives us a chance to see some, and everybody kind of beefs up their pitching this time of the year, so you get to see some top quality starters that are going to start next weekend.
This is just a great preparation for the area tournament. We take the area tournament next week.
Yeah, you get Kearney, North Platte, Scotts Bluff, Lexington, and you know there's three or four teams in there I think that can win that thing. But you got to be playing good baseball, and it's really an odd year because we had such a bad weekend last weekend with weather. Then the week we got rained out, a couple games on Tuesday night. So I was talking to Southwest coach. They haven't played since last Friday. Not many teams have gotten many games in. So whether the break's good or bad for you, you know, it kind of depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, we have not played since last Friday night. How's that going to affect things tonight?
Well, your kids better be hungry. You know, you're playing on your home field. It's, the Johnny Hop Tournament, kind of ends your season, and we've got a few special things we're planning for this weekend. And, you know, you do those things, your kids better be excited. You know, I told the kids at the practices this week, we got hopefully 10, 12 baseball games to look forward to, and, the next 10 could be at home. So that's really important.
Do we use this weekend to maybe set up our pitching staff for next week?
Well, we sure do, and I think most coaches do. They try to throw the 4 to 5 guys out there that are going to be their main guys in the district tournament. You kind of set it up so they get about 4 or 5 days rest, and then they're ready to go. So, you know, with Cole Spady going tonight, he'll definitely be going sometime next weekend. And that's one luxury we have had throughout the season is we've been pretty deep on the mound, you know, and we've had, you know, a guy like Cade Adler who was sitting at about our number 9 guy to start the year, and he's really came on and had 3 quality starts lately. So, you know, we're deep enough now that we're getting everybody healthy on the pitching part of it. It's just a matter of those guys going out and executing pitches.
Tuesday, we wanted to take a look at Matt Kronz. He's been up and down the past couple of weeks. We only got 1 2/3 innings, and then the rains came on Tuesday. How's that going to affect maybe what he's going to do in the postseason?
Well, it's unfortunate for him as far as, you know, looking at him as a starter. I thought he did some good things out there, and, you know, in the 6-7 guys that he faced, but not enough, you know, to say, okay, you know, where are we going to put him in the rotation? And I think right now he'll probably stay in the bullpen. We've got 4 guys that we've really had strike thrower guys that have really done a nice job throughout the season. They'll get the starts this weekend, and then he's going to be valuable. I mean, the 9-inning games, you have to have guys that can come in and give you 3 to 4 quality innings after your starter.
We've been banged up a little bit with injuries all season long. It seems like everybody's getting back to at least close to 100%.
Yeah, we're getting there. Blaine Dreher has been a huge bonus for us to put him at the top of our lineup. We can put him on the left side of the infield. Does a lot of good things for us. Trey Asher's coming back off of a shoulder problem, and he got cleared this week to throw his first bullpen. And, he's not completely 100% by any means, but he's definitely able to play the field at a position. Who knows if we'll get him back on the mound, but definitely at this point, you know, we got back to where we have, our lineup kind of where we want it.
You get to this point in the season, you want to be playing your best baseball. Are we at that point yet?
I think we're getting close. You know, we had some really, really well-played games early in the season. We had some injuries and a kid gone during the middle of June, and that kind of throws you a little bit off, and all of a sudden you got to come out and put guys in different positions and different roles, and then it's settled down here in the last 2 weeks. And, realistically, I think the first 4 innings one day at Grand Island a couple weeks ago were the only 4 really rough innings we've had. So hopefully we don't kick the ball around and we throw strikes. I think if we can do that, our offense is just decent enough to keep us in games. We're not an explosive offensive team, but we showed the other night against Lincoln East. We went right out in the first inning and executed a bunt and got a leadoff guy on and moved him over, get him in, and put pressure on the other team, and that's hopefully our goal.
this weekend, what are you looking for in this tournament? Besides wins, what are you looking for?
Well, we got to get consistency and momentum just up and down the lineup. You know, you can practice all week and not really get yourself any game reps, but I think we got to be good defensively. I think our defense is really, really our standing point, and our pitchers throw a lot of strikes that we're going to put out there. We're going to play a quality team tonight and see a really, really good pitcher, probably one of the best pitchers in the state. So, you know, our bats got to be ready to go. I mean, we'll take BP and we'll approach the game like it's any other game, but they got to be ready to go. They got to put the ball in play. We can't have that 7, 8, 9 strikeout type game where they're not having to make plays.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Millard South as our pregame show continues after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Back with AC's 5 Points Bank head coach Kevin Asher. It's Hastings and Millard South here tonight. The 52 Patriots, like we said before the break, a team that traditionally very good, and this year is no difference. This is a good team.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they went to the national tournament last year and you know, returned quite a few of those guys, and I think their spring was a little disappointing as far as their standards go. But they came out this summer and have played really good baseball, and they've got, you know, Jonah Ulane going, I think, tonight, and he's their number one. Going to Kansas, and very good pitcher. And then, you know, we face their number two, Mike Brown, who's going to, I think, Iowa Western. You know, and you look at their team and their overall people, they're going to have 6 guys probably playing college baseball just about every year. And, you know, they're putting quality guys on the field. They execute bunts. They run the bases extremely hard. They just like to put a lot of pressure on you. But, you know, they're kids, and we showed the last time that we were right there with them at the West Side tournament. It was a 5-6-3 ball game, and I thought outside of making one bad pitch at the wrong time, we were right there with them.
All right, Cole Speedy gets a start for you guys tonight. So what's he have to do against another potent lineup tonight?
Well, the one thing with Cole all year, he's a strike thrower. He's not going to, you know, he's got to make people beat him with strikes, but he's got to have his off speed going, and he's really, really worked hard on his changeup and curveball. I think he's getting more confidence in it every time he goes out there to, hey, I might have to throw this in a 2-0 count. I might have to throw it in a 3-2 count. And, you know, because he tends to lean on the fastball a little bit too much sometimes. So we'll make sure Brooks calls a lot of off-speed pitches, maybe throw some guys backwards, start them with an off-speed pitch, you know, to just keep them off balance. But I think Cole's the type of kid that understands the game enough that, you know, he can go out there and give us a competitive 5 innings.
All right, good luck today.
All right, thanks a lot.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Stick around, Sonic Lamps and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Millard South tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Dugout with Hastings head coach Kevin Asher, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmacy needs. Located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your Hastings link to local sports. 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make insurance simple through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you peace of mind, and you can count on your local Farm Bureau agent to help determine the amount of life insurance that's right for you. You already trust us to help protect your valuables. Now trust us to help protect what you value most, your loved ones. Call Marty DeMuth in Hastings today to see how we make insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to American Legion baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS. The Johnny Hop Tournament here this weekend to wrap up the 2016 summer for American Legion baseball action. Hastings will play four games this weekend, and then return next weekend. We've got the Area 7 Baseball Tournament. Hastings will also be hosting next weekend. So postseason gets underway next week. Hastings looking to wrap up the regular season with a good outing here, the Johnny Hop Tournament, traditionally one of the tougher tournaments around, and this year will be no different. We've got a tough opponent here tonight in Millard South, the 52 Patriots coming in here. This is a team that is 31-6 on the season. It's a team that pretty well dominated the state of Nebraska as far as American Legion baseball was concerned a year ago. They went on to the regional, won the regional, and it actually advanced to the American Legion World Series down in North Carolina. They got a lot of those guys back on this year's team. We're going to see their number one pitcher here tonight in Jonah Ulane. He'll be on the mound. He'll be going to the University of Kansas on a baseball scholarship next season. So Hastings with a stiff test here tonight against the Millard South 52 Patriots. Hastings coming in a record of 20 wins and 14 losses on the season. But Hastings has not played since last Friday night. That was in the first round of the Mike Peterson tournament down in Lincoln. Hastings playing two games last Friday, beating Elkhorn South 13-0 and losing to Lincoln Southeast by the score of 8-0. Then the rains came last weekend, if you remember that. Hastings got rained out on Saturday, rained out on Sunday, so they didn't play last weekend. Then we had a Lincoln East doubleheader on Tuesday night here at home. That was rained out after 1 2/3 innings, so Hastings has not played since last Friday, and we'll see what kind of an effect that has as Hastings maybe takes on their stiffest competition of the season here tonight in the Millard South 52 Patriots. So Hastings sitting at 20-14 on the season. Millard South, they are 31-6 as we get ready to go here tonight. Temperature is looking good tonight, 82 degrees here at game time. We'll have a partly cloudy sky. Winds will be out of the southeast at about 10 miles per hour. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Working with Mel and Anning is like being with family.
You know everyone that you work with. You know a little bit about them. You know about their family. It's just a natural thing.
That's the strength of Morrison Cancer Center and Mary Lanning Hospital, the diversity. Because you're pulling talents from different parts of the world.
We have the best doctors and nurses around, so I think that patients can have the best treatment near home.
We're all interested in different things, but we complement one another. I think we make a great combination because we speak to different strengths.
Cancer patients are amazing.
It's very important to be there for them in these tough times as their friend, as well as their doctor.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, American Legion baseball action here tonight. First game of four this weekend from the Johnny Hop Tournament. We'll have two games tomorrow. 1:30, Hastings will take on McCook. And then at 6:30 tomorrow night, Hastings will take on Gretna. They will wrap things up with Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers on Sunday afternoon. That's a team that's playing Kearney Runza tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock for the Cornhusker League Seniors Championship. So some stiff competition in here this weekend as Hastings ramps up the summer of 2016 as far as the regular season is concerned. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings will go this way. Blaine Dreher will lead off tonight. He'll be at shortstop. Dreher has a batting average of .385. Trey Asher will bat second. He'll be at first base, his average at .278. Big brother Brooks Asher will be behind the plate. He'll be batting third, average at .362. Grant Schmidt will be in center field. He'll bat fourth, his average at .350. Dawson Eckhart will be the DH. He'll bat fifth, his average at .355. Vinny Schmidt, the third baseman. He'll bat sixth, his average at .326. Connor Lox will be out in left field tonight. He'll bat seventh, average at .292. Cade Adler will be in right field, his average at .131. Sam Reimer will be at second base. He'll bat ninth, his average at .273. Cole Spady is on the mound tonight for Hastings. He'll be the pitcher. His record is sitting at 2 wins and 2 losses. His ERA is sitting at 3.66. The Millen South 52 Patriots will be up to bat here in the top half of the first inning as Cole Spady will go to the work. And the first pitch to the play is going to be outside for a ball. Calvin Rudolph will lead off. He'll be the shortstop. Michael Clayton, the center fielder, will bat second. Dylan Ewer will be your left fielder. He'll bat third. Garen Pauley will be your right fielder. He'll bat fourth. Then we'll see Drew Gillen, your second baseman, batting fifth. Mike Brown will be your third baseman. He'll be at the number six spot. Kyle Perry, the first baseman, batting seventh. Then we'll see Jake Morcia. He'll be the DH. He'll bat eighth. David Benjamin, the catcher, batting ninth. And the pitcher will be their number one thrower on this team, Jonah Ulane, heading to Kansas next year. He'll be on the mound tonight for Millard South. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Count on the leadoff hitter, Calvin Rudolph, is sitting at 1-2 as Spady throws it out of the line of the plate. That's the ball hit to short, and it's bobbled there by our shortstop for Hastings, Blaine Dreher, and Calvin Rudolph is going to get a board on an error on Hastings to lead off the ball game. So not a good way to start off the contest against a very potent team here in Millen South. The 52 Patriots can't give these guys a lot of extra chances. That's going to be an error chalked up on the shortstop for Hastings, Blaine Dreher. Second meeting in the season between Hastings and the 52 Patriots. Hastings played this team earlier this year back in the Omaha Westside Tournament. There's a steal down there. A throw down to second base, and Rudolph is out. The pitch was outside on Michael Clayton, but a great throw down there by our catcher, Brooks Asher. He races the base runner off of the base pads down there at second base. So they give up the error to start off the ball game, but Brooks Asher comes right back and nails him, attempting to steal down at second base. And the next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Now it's no balls and two strikes here to Michael Clayton. As we mentioned, Hastings and Millard South played back in the Omaha Westside Tournament back on June the 10th. And there's a called third strike, and he strikes him out. Michael Clayton goes down here for Millard South. Back in the Omaha Westside Tournament on June 10th, Hastings lost to Millard South by the score of 6-3. Now there's two men out here in the first inning of play. This is Dylan Ewer coming to the plate next. He's going to be the left fielder here tonight for Millard South. And the first pitch to him is going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 here to the number three guy in the batting order for Millard South. Next pitch is hit right back to Spady. Bobbles the ball. It is loose in the infield. Picked up by Spady, and he throws it to first base. Not in time. So two errors on Hastings here in the first inning of play. That one was hit right back to the pitcher, Cole Spady, and it just kind of fell out of his glove as he was going to get ready to throw it to first base. So Dylan Ewer gets aboard on the second error of Hastings here in the first inning. And that's going to bring up Garen Pauley next. He's the right fielder, big tall kid. He will stump in here from the right-hand side. Millard South with the base runner at first base. And here's the pitch inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Cole Spady has thrown 21 innings for Hastings so far this year. His record is sitting at 2 wins and 2 losses on the season. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be a fastball that misses. Spady has given up 26 hits out of those 21 innings, 16 runs. He's got 9 walks. He's got 20 strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 3.66. Here comes the next pitch to the plate outside. Now a quick throw down to first base. That's not going to be in time. Craig Roop is behind the plate as the umpire here tonight in this ball game between Hastings and Millard South. Jimmy Langan out on the base pads. Here comes the next pitch by Spady. It's going to be a strike right down the pipe there. And the count is sitting at 3-1 now to the number four hitter in the batting order, Garen Pauley. Drew Gillen would be next. Two men out for Millard South here in the top half of the first inning. Next pitch is Hit out towards center field. Could be trouble. It is. It falls out there. Picked up out there by Grant Schmidt. First base hit of the ball game for Millard South. And now the 52 Patriots have runners on at first and second base. And it's going to bring up Drew Gillen next, the second baseman. In the first meeting between these two teams, Millard South had 11 base hits. They out-hit Hastings 11-6. Millard South is the team that maybe kicked the ball around a little bit in that first game. They had three errors compared to only one error for Hastings. Hastings got two errors here in the first inning. There's the ball hit to the right side. It's grabbed there by our second baseman, but no play. Sam Reimer grabs it, and he throws it over to third base. It gets over by Vinny Schmidt. It gets by him, and a runner's going to come in to score. So a nice play by Sam Reimer at second base, grabbing that one before it gets into the outfield, but then he makes a play back to third base and throws it by the third baseman, Vinny Schmidt. Three errors in the first inning for Hastings. And a run comes in to score. Millard South has got the lead over Hastings by the score of 1-0. So three errors on Hastings here in the first inning. Now Millard South has got runners on at second and third base, and it's going to bring up Mike Brown next. And there's a big swing and a miss on a fastball. Hastings has been pretty good in the field all season long, but not tonight. Wow. Three miscues here to get things started. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's 1-1. So Mike Brown. Brown is a kid that's headed to, I think, Iowa Western is what I was told earlier, to play college baseball. In fact, they're going to have five or six players move on to play college ball next year. Slow roll around toward first base, racing over to the bag there for Hastings. It's going to be Trey Asher, and finally, the inning is over. Boy, Hastings, three miscues here in the first inning of play. Millard South, they score one run on one base hit, three errors on Hastings, and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score. Millard South 1, Hastings nothing.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Get your beauty rest on during the 4th of July sale going on now at Furniture Direct in Hastings. Experience elegance and luxury with the new line of Beauty Rest Platinum mattresses and get a free box spring. Add an adjustable power base to any queen set purchase for only $399 more. Up to 48-month, no interest financing. The Beauty Rest 4th of July sale is going on now at Furniture Direct on South Burlington in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field here tonight. Welcome to the Johnny Hop Tournament here this weekend. Hastings trailing Millard South here in this first inning of play, 1-0. Blaine Dreher will lead things on for Hastings here in the bottom half of the first. And Dreher on the very first pitch will pop this one up over here in the foul territory. First base side giving chase is going to be Perry, and he can't get there. Comes over the fence here on the near side, behind the first base dugout. Hastings dressed in their gray baseball pants here tonight. Their dark blue tops with their red and white trim. Millard South in their white uniforms here tonight. Their white bottoms, their white tops, their red trim with their black and red and white baseball caps. Ulaid winds and delivers. Next pitch is going to be fouled off with the head of the umpire, Craig Roop. No balls and two strikes here to Blaine Dreher. His batting average on the season is sitting at .383. Dreher has the best average on the team. He's 20 out of 52 from the plate this year. No home runs. He's got five RBIs. Hastings has not yet hit a home run this season. The next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. That's one ball and two strikes. Dreher has struck out only three times this year in his 52 at-bats. He's at six walks. There's one popped up. It's going to stay here in the infield. Right behind the bag at second base is Gillen. He grabs the ball for the first out. So Blaine Dreher is going to fly out to the second baseman to begin the Hastings half of the first. And now Trey Asher comes up there next. Asher's been battling a little bit of a shoulder injury the past couple of weeks, but he was given the go-ahead to throw this week. So hopefully we can get Trey back on the pitcher's mound, maybe by the area tournament next week. There's a big swing and a miss there. Nothing and one to Trey Asher. His batting average is sitting at .278 on the season. Asher's got 20 base hits and 72 trips to the plate. He pops this one up. Over here on the third base side, crossing the foul line and grabbing the ball is going to be Mike Brown, and two up, two down. I don't think we're going to get a lot of chances here on the Jonah Ulane. Coach Asher called him maybe one of the best pitchers in the state of Nebraska. And we're going to see him here in this ball game, and Ulane's not going to give us a whole lot of chances, I don't think. Here comes Brooks Asher coming up to the plate next. He's the catcher. Now, these two guys are going to be teammates next year. Of course, Brooks is headed down to Kansas as well in a baseball scholarship. And he's facing his future teammate in Jonah Ulane, who's throwing the ball to him right now. There's the next pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike. And Brooks falls behind here on the count at no balls and two strikes. Asher is sitting at .362 for a batting average this year. Leads the team and walks with 17. There's a high fastball and a swing and a miss, and he strikes out. So three straight fastballs there, and Brooks Asher strikes out. Hastings goes down in order here in the first inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. They have played one inning here at Duncan Field. The score in is Millard South 1, Hastings nothing.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
No one buys a gift to keep. They buy a gift to give. And you know what? It is the thought that counts. At Bob Sass Flowers, we've put a lot of thought into the kinds of unique items people love to give others. As a result, gifts from Bob Sass Flowers shine through with meaning as well as unique quality. This is Amy from Bob Sass Flowers, and we continue to treasure our flowers, and we've added even more gifts, symbols of love for you and yours. Real people, real love. Flowers and gifts from Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. And also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Hastings has something for everyone. You can check it out at www.hastings.edu. So Hastings goes down in order here in the first inning of play. Now Millard South backed up there in the top half of the second. There was a ball game earlier tonight. Grand Island Home Federal was able to pick up a win over Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Final score of 12-2. Grand Island Home Federal wins that one. And there'll be action all weekend long. Four games on tap tomorrow. Hastings will play the second and fourth games tomorrow at 1:30 and at 6:30 against McCook and Gretna. We'll have both of those games tomorrow here on 1230 KHS. And then on Sunday, back here with Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers and Hastings. That's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So this is going to be Cole Spady now throwing to the number 7 hitter in the batting order here for Millard South. That's Kyle Perry. And a swing and a miss there. One ball and one strike here to Kyle Perry, the 52 Patriots. Perry was 1-for-3 against Hastings in the first meeting back in June. There's a bouncing ball right back to the pitcher. Spady grabs it, goes to first base. That's going to be in time. And Perry is retiring the play from pitcher to first. Now the designated hitter coming up there next.
Your batter is a designated hitter, number 42, Jake Sporka.
Jake Bonkia is the guy up here. He's the designated hitter out of the number 8 hole here. And there's a pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing in one. David Benjamin, the catcher, will be up there next. Hastings are playing pretty much straight away. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside, a fastball that misses. And the count is at 1-1 strike. Vinny Schmidt playing down at third base tonight for Hastings. Blaine Dredd, shortstop. Sam Reimer at second. Trey Asher over at first base. There's a bouncing ball again toward Blaine Dredd at short. His throw over to first base is going to be low and unable to hold on to the ball over there is going to be Trey Asher. So Dredd had an error in the first inning of play. That one he fields cleanly. Then his throw over to first base was a little bit low, and Trey couldn't grab that ball out of the dirt. And that's the fourth error on Hastings here in the first two innings of play. David Benjamin comes up there next. David Benjamin is the catcher. He'll bat from the right-hand side. Benjamin, he was 2-for-3, had two RBIs against Hastings the first time around. The pitch comes in there outside. The ball gets away from Brooks Asher, but staying at first base over there is going to be Barcia. One ball and no strikes here to David Benjamin. There comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for another ball. Two balls and no strikes. Last time that Cole Spady was on the mound was back on June the 25th. He threw in a 4-3 loss to Lincoln Southeast. He went five innings that night. He was the losing pitcher. Gave up four hits and four runs. Had one strikeout and four walks. So he hasn't been on the hill since June the 25th. Now throwing here in the first game of the Johnny Hop tournament. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 3-0 the count. Now Brooks Asher goes out to have a couple of words with his pitcher out there and Cole Spady. The guys are going to throw this weekend for Hastings will be the guys we'll see in the area tournament next week. Hastings will open things up next Friday night in the area tournament against Lexington. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Three balls and one strike. So Hastings will play next Friday, and if they can win that game, then they'll take on the number one seed in the area tournament. That'll be North Platte, and that'll be a Saturday ball game. Hastings will be hosting the area 7 tournament next weekend. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and now the count is full of 3 balls and 2 strikes. This is the number 9 hitter in the batting order here for the Millard 52, or the Millard South 52 Patriots. 31-6 on the season. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. Boy, 4 errors, and there's a walk now given up by Cole Spady. His first walk of the ball game. Here comes a Calvin Rudolph back up to the plate. We're going to have a courtesy runner coming out there. The run now at first base for the catcher, Benjamin. It's going to be Ryan Beyer. Beyer comes out to run at first base. So Calvin Rudolph, he got aboard in the first inning of play on an error. Then he was chopped down into second base attempting to steal. Back there in the first inning, Spady goes to work on him. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be outside for another ball. One ball and no strikes. Rudolph in that first meeting against Hastings was 2-for-2. He scored 3 runs, walked a couple of times. Here comes the next pitch from Spady. That one is going to be poked foul. Gets out of play. They're on the first base side. And the count, 1-1. Hastings over here in the third base dugout again tonight. The 52 Patriots over here in the first base side. Good crowd on hand tonight at Duncan Field for the first game for Hastings in the Johnny Hop tournament. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball. That's 2 balls and 1 strike. Other half of this tournament being played over in Kearney. So the teams that we're seeing today will play over in Kearney tomorrow. 2 balls and 1 strike. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for another ball, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. 3-1 the count here to the number one guy in the batting order, Calvin Rudolph. One man out for Millard South. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's in there for a strike on the outside corner. 3 balls and 2 strikes now. The count is full to Rudolph. Michael Clayton would be next. This is a very potent lineup for Millard South. Here comes the next pitch by Spady. It's on the way. It's popped up. Popped up. It's going to stay here in the infield. Calling for it, Vinny Schmidt over here at third base, and he makes the catch. Rudolph flies out to the third baseman, Vinny Schmidt. Now there's 2 outs. 1-0 is the score. Millard South, the 52 Patriots, have the lead over Hastings 5 Points Bank. Michael Clayton comes up there next. He is the catcher. Now check that. He's the center fielder. He struck out his first time up there in inning number 1. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be fouled away back out of play. 0-1. 52 Patriots are sponsored by former Husker pitcher and former Major League pitcher Brian Dunzing. War number 52, thus the 52 Patriots. Dunzing has sponsored this team for the past several years. Next pitch is outside. Now quick throw down to first base. That's not in time. Diving back in there is going to be Beyer. So Dunzing has hopped around the Major Leagues the past couple of years. He got into the majors pitching from Minnesota. I'm not quite sure where he is right now. But this is a team sponsored by Brian Dunzing. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now two balls and one strike. 2-1 the count here to Michael Clayton. Dylan Ewer would be next. There's two men out for the 52 Patriots here in this second inning of play. Next pitch is going to be popped up. It's behind the plate. Brooks Asher comes over here near the dugout on the first base side, and he makes the catch. Michael Clayton fouls out to the catcher to end the inning. So Millard South, they score no runs on no hits. One error on Hastings and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Millard South 1, Hastings nothing.
You've made a smart choice. Glenwood meets your home and business technology needs with an array of phone, internet, direct TV, or cable packages. Whether you want to keep up with your family or your online gaming competition, we've got the speed you need. At Glenwood, all our services are backed by a tech-savvy local team of customer service professionals. Learn more online at shopglenwood.net or speak with one of our service representatives at 402-756-3131. Glenwood, now with a local Hastings office.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth at Duncan Field in Hastings. Husker Power Products with irrigation and industrial engines, pumps and generators. Check them out online at huskerpowerproducts.com. Here's Grant Schmidt, one pitch. He pops it up and he's retired in the play. Grant Schmidt, he flies out to the first baseman. We're Millard South. That's Kyle Perry. So Ulane is now sent the first four guys back to the dugout in rather quick at-bats here for Hastings Fine Points Bank. Dawson Eckhart coming up there next. There's a fastball inside that misses. One ball and no strikes. Hastings Fine Points Bank went down in order in the first inning of play. Grant Schmidt flies out on the very first pitch that he sees. There's a slow roller out towards second. And it's going to be bobbled out there by Gillen, the second baseman. So Dawson Eckhart is going to get aboard here on the first error on Millard South. That's five errors now between the two teams. Hastings gets their first base runner. Now Vinny Schmidt coming to the plate next for Hastings. Schmidt batting in the number six position. He's got a batting average of .326 on the season. Ulane going to work as he works from the stretch for the first time and throws a fastball. It's in there for a strike. Then he's got 31 base hits and 95 trips to the plate. No home runs. He's driven home 20 this year for Hastings. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Vinny. That's hit on the ground out towards second field there and then bobbled and is picked up by the shortstop. He steps on the bag and it thrown to first base is not in time. That was just fortunate there for Millard South. The second baseman, Gillen, had to go to his right toward the bag at second. He bobbles the ball. Rudolph was right there, the shortstop, to pick up the thing and steps on the bag to catch the force out on Eckhart. The relay throw back over to first base was not in time to double up Vinny Schmidt, so Vinny gets aboard as they retire Dawson Eckhart at to second base. Connor Laux coming to the plate next. Laux with a batting average of .292, batting in this number seven position. There's a strike. There is one ball and one strike on Connor Laux of Hastings. Laux, he's got 26 base hits in 89 trips to the plate. No home runs. He's driven home 13. Throw to first base. Not in time. Diving back in there is Vinny Schmidt. Connor has walked 10 times. He has struck out 10 times. Up there for the first time tonight here in the second inning of play. One ball and one strike. Ulane's next pitch is a breaking pitch. It's down low. The ball gets away from the catcher momentarily out in front of the plate. David Benjamin goes down to retrieve it. Staying at first base is going to be Vinny Schmidt. Hastings is 59 out of 69 in stealing bases this year. Vinny Schmidt is 3 out of 4 as an individual over there as he takes his lead at first base. Next pitch is going to be outside. Now the ball gets by Benjamin and running down to second base on the play is going to be Vinny Schmidt. So a pass ball there on David Benjamin, the catcher, as that one just pops out of his glove behind the plate here. Connor Lox now looking to count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lox digs in from the right-hand side. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. A fastball is right down the pipe. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 2 men out for Hastings here in the second inning of play. Millard South with a lead over Hastings 5 points back. The score is 1-0 here in the Johnny Hop tournament tonight. Now a timeout is called here by Connor as he backs out of the right-hand batter's box. Takes a look at head coach Kevin Asher down there in the third base box. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and that maybe just misses. Heading down to the bag at first is going to be Connor Laux. That's the first walk of the ball game given up there by Jody Ulane. Kate Adler comes to the plate next. Adler with a batting average of 131 so far this season. Adler is 0 for his last 9 as he comes to the plate here in the number 8 position for Hastings with runners on at first and second base. And the pitch to him is going to be onside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes here to Kate Adler. Adler's got 8 base hits and 61 trips to the plate. Waiting on the pitch here from Ulane. It's on the way. There's another fastball. It's going to be outside and down low. 2 balls and no strikes. Adler leads the team in strikeouts with 24. He's got 9 base on balls, no home runs. He's driven home 5 runs this year. 2 balls and no strikes. Ulane again kicks and fires. Next pitch is in there for a strike on the outside corner, about letter high. There's 2 balls and 1 strike. Sam Reimer would be next. Hastings as a team now has a batting average of 301. It's pretty well stayed around that mark all summer long. Hastings not a real potent team offensively. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball, a fastball that scoots Kate Adler away from the plate here on the right-hand side. And now Adler is ahead on the count at 3 balls and 1 strike. Hastings with base runners on it, first and second base. Jody Ulane rocks and fires. Next pitch again is a fastball. Right down the center portion of the plate there at the knees, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ulane, the number one pitcher for Millard South. He's a good one. Can head into the University of Kansas next year. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Comes set. Here comes the next pitch. Swung out and missed, and he strikes out. Second strikeout of the ball game for Joni Ulane. So Hastings threatens here in the second inning, but they are left scoreless. They score no runs on no hits. 1 error on Millard South. 2 runners left on base. We go to the third inning with a score. Millard South 1, Hastings nothing.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provides up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. PTSR offers free evaluation of sports-related injuries to all area athletes during convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours, Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field. Postseason got underway today for the juniors in classes B and C. Most of our area teams in class B playing in the area tournament over in Seward. And the smaller schools, the Class C teams, are playing up at St. Paul. Actually getting underway this afternoon. Trying to give you some scores here as time permits. We are in the third inning of play here. Millard South has got the lead over Hastings, 5 points back. The score is 1-0. Gold Spady comes back up and throws for Hastings here in the third. Dylan Ewer is the first guy to come up there. He reached on an error and came around to score in the first inning of play. Check swing foul here, and the count goes to 1-1. Again, Hastings has not played since last Friday night. Opening round of the tournament in Lincoln, the Mike Peterson tournament, had one win, one loss a week ago. Then the rains came and washed out the rest of the tournament action, and Hastings had a doubleheader with Lincoln East, rained out on Tuesday. So it's been 7 days since Hastings has been in a competitive game. There's the ball hit right back to Spady on the mound. He runs it toward first base. Hunter hands it over to Trey Asher and retires Dylan Ewer. Ewer is retired here as Garen Polly comes up there next. He's the right fielder. He had a base hit back there in the first inning of play. Hastings with four errors so far in the first two innings. Millard South has got one base hit. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 here to Polly. Polly played in that first ball game between these two teams. It was 1-for-3 at the plate, scored a run. Had two RBIs, and he struck out once. That was a meeting back on June the 10th in the Omaha West Side Tournament. 1-1. Here comes the next pitch, down low, a little bit outside. 2-1. Drew Gillen would be next. Almost picture perfect as far as the weather is concerned tonight after battling the rain the past couple of days. There's a bouncing ball toward short, fielded there by Drew, and his long throw over to first base is going to be in time. So Polly is retired from short to first. Two up, two down here for Millard South. And now Drew Gillen comes to the plate next. He's the second baseman. Reached on an error back there in the first inning of play. So he comes up there now in inning number 3. He's a left-handed hitter. He's going to take a pitch in there for a strike. No balls and 1-1 to Gillen. Gillen played in the first meeting as well between these two teams. It was 3-for-4. Scored a run, had an RBI against Hastings. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. Mike Brown would be next. Cole Spady rocks and fires. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. Third base side, he gets out of play. 1-2 now to Gillen. Brooks Asher doing the catching chores again tonight for Hastings. With Cole Spady on the mound. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. A check swing there. He did not go around with it, so it's 2-2. Trey Asher down there at first base. Sam Reimer at second. Blaine Dreher at shortstop. Vinny Schmidt over here at third base. Connor Laux, Grant Schmidt, Kate Adler in the outfield. Next pitch is going to be fouled away as well over here on the third base side. That remains at 2-2. Millard South played in the American Legion World Series down in North Carolina a season ago. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. It's 3-2. They did not have a real good spring during the high school season. By their standards, they were 25-8 during the high school season. There's a hard hit ball out towards center field. That's going to be trouble. Schmidt can't run it down. It's picked up out there by the left fielder, Connor Laux, and pulling up at second base with a double is going to be Drew Gillen. Ball was hit hard in the gap in left center. Grant Schmidt, who's got tremendous speed, our center fielder, tried to chase that baby down. He nearly got there. But it falls out there and is picked up by Laux, who gets it back to the infield. But a double there for Drew Gillen in the third inning of play. And now Mike Brown comes to the plate next. Brown, big tall kid. He'll step in for the right-hand side. Two men out here in the third. Millard South already with the lead, 1-0 over Hastings, as the next pitch is going to be fouled back out of play on the first base side. No balls and 1-1. In 82 degrees at game time here tonight with a southeast breeze at about 10 miles per hour, blowing toward the right field corner here tonight at Duncan Field. Spady comes set. Here comes the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Now a quick throw down to second base, and scampering back in there was Gillen. Brooks throws that one from his knees behind the plate. Throw is right on the money to Sam Reimer, the second baseman, covering the bag there, but not in time. Gillen is back in there. Zip and two is the count here to Mike Brown at the plate. Brown is the number six hitter in the batting order. Here comes the next pitch, a swing and a miss. I mean, strikeout there. Mike Brown goes after a wild outside pitch there and swings and misses. Strikeout number two in the ball game here for Cole Spady, and the inning is over. So they waste a double there by Drew Gillen. Millard South, they score no runs on a base hit. No errors, one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning with a score. Millard South 1, Hastings nothing.
Hi, this is Joe, and I'm the manager of Gary Michaels in downtown Kearney. It's hot outside, and so are the sales at Gary Michaels. Build your wardrobe with new markdowns on suit and sport coats, priced as low as $99. Accessorize that new suit or summer sport coat, buy any two dress shirts, and receive a necktie for free. And yes, ladies, just for you, we now have Brighton jewelry, handbags, and ladies' clothing. Stop by and take 20% off all ladies' clothing. Shop now for those hot deals at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Kearney and Hastings.
Hi, I'm Ann.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Connie.
And we're Newview Real Estate. Newview Real Estate is so much more than just an ordinary real estate company. What's the difference between Newview Real Estate and a traditional realtor? We are full service for less. We can sell your home for $29.95 plus 3%, keeping more money in your pocket. And we can also find you the home of your dreams. Our family team spirit makes it all about you and your needs. Contact us today or online at newviewofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, you're listening to the Johnny Hop American Legion Baseball Tournament here tonight. 1230 KHAS. Millard South has got the lead. Hastings batting here in the third inning. Up there for Hastings is Reimer. He sends that one out to a right field over here toward the foul line. It is Polly, and he makes the catch. Sam Reimer flies out down the line, right field. Easy play there by Polly for Millard South as he makes the catch. Coming up there next is going to be Blaine Dreher, top of the order here. So Hastings so far has got no base hits here in this ballgame. Ulane has walked one man, and Millard South has got one error. So Hastings has had a couple of base runners. Went down in order in the first inning of play. Two base runners in the second, did not score. Blaine Dreher comes up there now and takes his strike. And the count is at no balls and two strikes on Dreher. He flew out to the second baseman his first time up there. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's on the way. Fastball and misses outside. 1-2. Dreher has got six walks so far this year. He has struck out three times. No homers. He's got five RBIs. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. First base side. It gets out of play. Blaine missed about 11, 12 games there midway through the season. Had an injury. He's back in there now. At full strength for head coach Kevin Asher. And Hastings 5 points back as we head to the area tournament next week. One ball and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's fouled away. First base side. Gets out of play. 1-2 the count. Trey Asher would be next, and then Brooks Asher. If Hastings can get something going here in the third, this is a seven-inning ball game here tonight. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's on the way, and a swing and a miss. Dreher goes after a fastball up around the eyeballs there and comes up empty. That is the third strikeout of the ball game now for Jonah Ulane. And now Trey Asher comes up there next. Asher, he popped one back to the third baseman back there in the first inning of play, so he's 0-1 tonight. Asher started the night with a batting average of .278. Fouls this one away on the third base side. Nothing and one here to Asher. Boy, the ball chaser is getting a workout here in this inning. Asher's got 20 base hits and 72 trips to the plate. No homers and 11 RBIs. Next pitch hit on the ground right by the first baseman in the right field. Asher around the bag at first. He's going to dig for second base. Picked up out there by Polly in foul territory. He gets it back to the infield. So Trey Asher sends that one right down the line. It gets by the first baseman, Kyle Perry, in the right field, and it kind of came over here into foul territory. Asher's got good speed. He didn't hesitate going around the bag at first. He pulls up at second base. So Asher gets a double here in this inning. That's going to be the third double of the season for Trey. And now Brooks Asher will come to the plate next. Asher, he struck out his first time up there back in inning number one. Brooks Asher with a batting average of .362 on the season. Asher's got 19 RBIs so far this year. No home runs. He has scored 34 runs himself. So Brooks here at the plate. Younger brother Trey Asher out there at second base now. As the pitch to Brooks Asher is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Brooks leads the team in walks. He's got 17 of those this year. Ulane from the stretch throws some off-speed stuff to the plate there. It's going to be down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. A couple of future Jayhawks now squaring off in this American Legion baseball game here tonight. Here comes a 2-0 pitch from Ulane. It's going to be popped up. It's going to be out of play. First base side. Head coach Kevin Asher down in the third base box tonight. And good to see Russ Kindig. Russ Kindig, the coach from a year ago, has joined the staff here for this stretch run. He'll be with Hastings 5 points bank for the duration of the season now. He's down there in the first base coaching box. Russ stepping away from the program at the conclusion of last season. He's got some younger kids, and he coached their baseball team through the summer. Their season is over, so Russ Kindig going to be up here with the seniors for the rest of the 2016 summer. Here comes the next pitch, and on the ground towards second. It's by the second baseman. Into center field, coming around third, coming home is going to be Asher. And Hastings is on the scoreboard. Brooks Asher singles up the middle there, right on by the second baseman into center field. That produces a run. Trey Asher comes around from second to score, and Hastings has tied up the ball game at one run apiece. Now Grant Schmidt comes up there next. He had a short at-bat his first time up there. On the very first pitch, he hit one back to the first baseman. So now Hastings, with two men out here in the third inning, they got a run in. And here comes the pitch to Grant Schmidt. It's going to be up high for a ball, 1-0 in the count. Grant has a batting average of .350 so far this season. Schmidt's got 25 RBIs. That leads the team. And here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be a strike on the outside corner. And the count is sitting at one ball and one strike. Schmidt has got 25 base hits, actually 35 base hits, and 100 trips to the plate here this year. Here comes the next pitch from Ulane, a fastball. It's going to be up high that misses. And the count is sitting at two balls and one strike. Grant Schmidt with 35 base hits. 26 of those have been singles. He's got 8 doubles and a triple to his credit so far this year. Next pitch is down low. Now the throw down to a second base as Brooks is going on to play. And it's mishandled down there by the second baseman, Gillen. And Brooks goes sliding in there safely. Gillen kind of bobbles the ball as the throw came down there from the catcher, David Benjamin. And Brooks slides into a second base down there safely as Brooks gets a stolen base. So Brooks Asher swipes one right there. The count here at the plate is sitting at three balls and one strike now to Grant Schmidt. Brooks adjusting his shoe down there. Now he's ready to go. Steps on the bag at second, takes his lead. Jody Ulane working from the stretch here. Brooks goes again in a swing, and it's going to be popped up out here towards shortstop, and is grabbed there by Rudolph, and he makes the catch. So Brooks was going again right on the pitch, trying to cross up Millard South, but the pitch came in there, and Grant Schmidt just hit it off with the handle of the bat, and it was an easy grab there by the shortstop, Calvin Rudolph. So the inning is over. Hastings, they score one run on a couple of base hits there in the third. No errors on Millard South, and one runner left on base. Three innings in the books tonight. American Legion Baseball, the score. It is Hastings 1 and Millard South 1.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Cars, trucks, and vans. Selection, savings, and service at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Kirshner's is also the home of A&A Auto Rental, affordable and accommodating. And if you need new tires, call Joel for the best prices. And call Bob, he's ASE certified for your mechanical needs. Kirshner's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 and at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Told you earlier that the postseason is underway for the juniors in classes B and C starting today. From the tournament over in Seward, it's a B4 officially. Seward beat Central City today 12-2. Donovan Trumbull over Aurora 4-2. And it was Crete knocking out Pleasantdale 13-4. Fairbury is playing York tonight. The C6 tournament is being played up at St. Paul. Scores we have in so far: Utica Beaver Crossing over Palmer Wallback Greeley 12-11. And Sutton came up winners today as they beat Loop City in the juniors tournament 7-6. Shelton Gibbon is playing Ord, and Dannebrog Carroll Bullis up against St. Paul. And the two remaining games up there as the postseason is underway in classes B and C for the juniors. Here's Kyle Perry on the very first pitch that he sees here. He's going to foul out to the third baseman, Vinny Schmidt. So one pitch, and Kyle Perry is retired in the play. Fouls out to Vinny over here toward the Hastings dugout here on the third base side. Jake Borsa is up there next. He's the designated hitter for Millard South. Reached out an error his first time up there. First pitch to Borsa is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Cole working quickly. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. Back out of play. That's one ball and one strike. Cole Spady has thrown 61 pitches so far here in the ball game. Ulane for Millard South has only thrown 46 pitches. There's a strike there and a strikeout on Borsa. Caught looking here in the fourth inning. He strikes out. That's going to be strikeout number 3 in the ballgame now for Cole Spady. David Benjamin comes up there next. He is the catcher. Benjamin, he walked his first time up there. Is this one foul down the first base side? Nothing at one. Hastings will play two games tomorrow. We'll see McCook in here tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 1:15 tomorrow afternoon. And then tomorrow night, we've got a game against Gretna. That one goes at 6:30 on the air with a pregame show at 6:15 tomorrow. And on Sunday, Hastings will play Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers. That'll be a 4 o'clock game on the air with a pregame show at 3:45 on Sunday. That'll be Fan Appreciation Day here at the ballpark on Sunday. Everybody's going to be admitted free. There's the ball hit right to left field, and grabbing the ball there is Connor Louts, and Benjamin is retired in the play. So Millard South, a very potent lineup here. They go down in order in the fourth inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score. Hastings 1 and Millard South 1.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings 5 points bank with 1 run, 2 hits, and 4 errors through the first 3 innings. Millard South, they've got 1 run, They've got three hits and one error. Hastings now batting here in the fourth inning of play. Dawson Eckhart, Vinny Schmidt, Connor Laux, 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order to face Jonah Ulane out there for the 52 Patriots. Dawson Eckhart reached on an error his first time up there. He's taking a couple of pitches outside the strike zone here. 2 balls and no strikes. Hastings will host the Area 7 tournament coming up next weekend here at Duncan Field. There's a ground ball, slow roller out towards short. Charging Rudolph is throwing to first base and is going to be in time. Nice play there by Calvin Rudolph at shortstop. Retiring Dawson Eckhart over here at first base. Vinny Schmidt comes up there next. Vinny reached on a fielder's choice back there in the second inning of play. Batting average on the season at .326. First round opponent in the area tournament next Friday night will be Lexington. Hastings the number 4 seed. Lexington the number 5 seed. That'll be a game next Friday night. We'll have that one for you as well, including all the tournament action next weekend. So we'll be with Hastings 5 points back for the duration of the season here. Next pitch is going to be outside for a strike right on the outside corner. And Vinny's behind 0-2. He sends that one down the right field side in foul territory. No balls and two strikes to Vinny Schmidt. He's our third baseman. Vinny waiting on the pitch here from Jonah Ulane. Jonah rocks and fires. Next pitch is on the way. It's going to be outside. 1-2 the count. Vinny wanted to pull the trigger and did not. Wise choice. Vinny has walked 12 times so far this year. He has struck out 7, and now he's struck out 8 times. Caught looking right there. Vinny Schmidt strikes out. That's going to be strikeout number 4 in the ball game here for Jonah Ulane as he is rung up by our home plate umpire, Craig Roop. Connor Laux coming up there next. Laux out in left field tonight for Hastings. He walked his first time up there. There's a fastball that misses outside, and the count goes to 1 ball and no strikes to Laux. Batting average of .292 on the season. There's a swing and a miss there. 1 ball and 1 strike now to Connor. Laux is 0 for his last 5 at the plate, although he picked up a walk back there in inning number 2. Next pitch is going to be popped up mile high, shallow center field, drifting back. Now coming on the center fielder, he calls for it, Michael Clayton. Drew Gillen, the second baseman, was back there in shallow center field, but Michael Clayton, the center fielder, comes on and makes the catch. Hastings goes down in order here in the fourth inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We played 4 with a score. Hastings 1 and Millard South 1.
Discover new opportunities at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Opportunities that lead to new connections and new passions. At UNK, you won't just go to class. You won't just meet people. You won't just get involved. Here, there's so much more. You'll get an experience that will impact who you are and what you will become. Around here, people know your name. It's up to you what it will be. At the University of Nebraska at Kearney, we are difference makers. Find out how you can make a difference at unk.edu.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletes, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every day for lunch specials starting at $6.99. Rivals is also serving up the barbecue trio every Friday night, and Saturday night is the brisket special. Join Rivals for every Husker and Hastings Bronco game for a pizza and beer special only $21.99. Only at Rivals. Open daily at 11. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth at Duncan Field. Husker Power Products with irrigation and industrial engines, pumps, and generators. Check them out online at huskerpowerproducts.com. Cole Spady back out here for Hastings. He will throw this fifth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight between the Millard South 52 Patriots and Hastings 5 Points Bank. There's a ball hit over the... No! Nice grab there at second base by Sam Reimer. That one looked surely like it was going to go over his head there at second, but a nice leaping catch there at second base by Sam Reimer to retire Calvin Rudolph. So Rudolph lines out to the second baseman Reimer for the first out here in this fifth inning of play. And that's going to bring up Michael Clayton next, and he takes a strike. So Hastings playing well here, despite not playing a game for the last 7 days. There's a big swing and a miss there by Michael Clayton, and he falls behind, and no balls and two strikes. Boy, a great pitching performance so far by Cole Spady, shutting down this Millard South team. Only three base hits so far. There's a pitch going to be fouled away, back out of play, and the count is at no balls and two strikes to Michael Clayton. He struck out back there in the first inning of play and fouled out to the catcher in inning number two. There's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Misses. One and two, the counts. Dylan Ewer will be next. It's Millard South team 31-6 on the season. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And the count is now even up at two balls and two strikes. Millard South will play in Kearney tomorrow. Now Brooks is, I think he's got a contact problem. Home plate umpire Craig Rupp will make sure he's all right. Brooks puts the mask back on, and he's going to get sent to go here. Two balls and two strikes. One man out here in the fifth inning of play. Michael Clayton is your batter. Right-handed hitter here for the 52 Patriots. Here comes the next pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be poked out toward right field, drifting over toward the line and grabbing the ball. On the run is going to be Adler. Michael Clayton flies out to the right fielder, Cade Adler, who makes a nice catch out there in right field. And now Dylan Ewer comes up there next. Ewer is the left fielder. He reached on an error, scored the run in the first inning of play. That hit went back to the pitcher in inning number three. It is officially 0-2 here in this ball game tonight. Spady goes to work on him. There's a pitch there on the outside corner for a strike. No balls and one strike to Dylan Ewer for Millard South. He was 0-2 against Hastings in the first meeting between these two teams back in June. He scored a run, had an RBI, and he walked once. Grant Schmidt and Vinny Schmidt threw against Millard South the first time around. That was a 6-3 loss to Millard South back in the Omaha West Side tournament. There's the ball hit out toward left field. On his high horse trying to grab it, and he does out there in left field is Connor Laux. And for the second straight inning, Millard South goes down in order, and a great catch out there by the left fielder Connor Laux. Had a good jump on the ball and chases it down out there in left center. Millard South, they scored no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning with a score. Hastings 1 and Millard South 1.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, 1-1 is the score as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning here. Hastings and Millard South here tonight. This is Cade Adler up there right now. It'll be number 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order for Hastings. Adler, Reimer, and then Dreher.
Right fielder, number 6, Cade Adler.
We've got Cade Adler up there right now in the right-hand batter's box. And here comes the pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike right at the knees. Nothing in one. Cade Adler is 0-1 tonight. He struck out back there in the second inning of play. Cade is now 0 for his last 10 at the plate here for Hastings. He takes a look at the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Adler started the day with a batting average of 131. 8 base hits in 61 trips to the plate this summer. For Kate Adler, batting the number 8 position. Next pitch is a swing and a foul tap. One ball and two strikes. Adler leads the team in strikeouts. He's now whiffed 25 times this year. 9 base on balls. Driven home 5 runs. There's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that misses inside. That's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings here in the bottom half of the 5th inning. Tied up with Millard South. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit toward left field. It's going to be in foul territory, and it gets out of play. Millard South, during the spring, they were 25-8. They qualified for the Class A State Baseball Tournament. Lost their first game and then was ousted during the loser's bracket. There's a bouncing ball, left side of the diamond, retrieved there by Brown at third, and then drops the ball. And safe over there at first base is going to be Kate Adler. So Mike Brown, he bobbles the ball there at third base. That's going to be the second error of the ball game, chalked up on Millard South. So Hastings gets the lead run on the base pads here in the form of Kate Adler. Now Sam Reimer comes to the plate next. Reimer in the number 9 position. Batting average now in the season of 273. Scores around the bunt, takes a strike.
Now batting number 5.
No balls and one strike here to Sam Reimer. Reimer so far this year has got 27 base hits in 99 trips to the plate. He's driven home 14 runs. Throwing to first base, not in time. Adler back in there. Reimer has walked 13 times. He has struck out 16 times. Adler taking his lead down there at first base. Here comes the 0-1. Attempted bunt again, and is fouled away by Sam. No balls and two strikes. Adler stealing bases this year. He is 6 out of 8. We'll see what head coach Kevin Asher elects to do here. Tied up with Millard South at 1 run apiece. We're in the bottom half of the 5th inning. There's nobody out. Adler led off this 5th inning. He stays put. The ball is going to be poked toward right field. That's going to be in foul territory. Count remains in no balls and two strikes. American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHIS, and as usual, online at www.hastingslink.com as we get ready to wrap up the summer of 2016 for baseball next weekend with the area tournament. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. There's now 1 ball and 2 strikes. So the Johnny Hop tournament this weekend, Area 7 tournament next weekend. We'll see if Hastings can qualify for the Class A state tournament. That would be the following weekend. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be down low. The ball gets away from the catcher. Benjamin running down to second base on the play. It's going to be Adler. So a pass ball there on the catcher, David Benjamin, and now Hastings has the lead run down there at second base. Reimer has a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Millard South scoring their run in the first inning of play. Hastings scoring their run in the third. There's a high fastball that misses. And now Reimer has a full count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. The top of the order would be next. Down there is second base as Kate Adler takes his lead. Ulane looks that way. Now fires one to the plate. Called strike on the outside corner. Reimer threw the way of the bat. He was on his way down to first base, but Craig Roop rings him up on the outside corner for a strikeout. Reimer strikes out for the first out of this 5th inning of play. That's going to be strikeout number 5 in the ball game for Jonah Ulane. Now Blaine Dreher comes up there next. There's one man out now in the 5th. Blaine Dreher comes up there. He's 0 for 2 so far tonight. The pitch is going to be a breaking pitch that stays up high. And the count of 1 ball and no strikes. Blaine Dreher popped one back to the second baseman. Inning number 1 struck out in the 3rd. Ulane with a high set. Now fires to the plate. Hit on the ground again towards 2nd. Gillen gobbles it up. Goes to 1st base in time for the 2nd out. Moving over to 3rd base on the play is going to be Kate Adler. Blaine Dreher grounds out to the 2nd baseman. And now Trey Asher comes up there next.
Trey Asher.
Trey Asher had a double down the right field line his last time up there. Came around to score the run on the single by Brooks Asher in that third inning. His only other time up there, he hit one back to the third baseman. Bopped out there. Ewing fires one of the plays. Can be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count here. Lead run is 90 feet away. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Trey Asher, 278 hitter on the season here for Hastings. Asher, 20 out of 72 from the plate this summer. Here comes the 1-1, swing and a miss. Asher behind at 1-2. Trey has driven home 11 runs so far this year. He's got 11 walks. He's got 11 strikeouts. There's a ball hit toward left, and it's going to get out of here. Foul territory. That remains at 1-2. So 11 RBIs, 11 walks, 11 strikeouts for Trey Asher. 1-2 the count here. Ewing rocks and fires. Next pitch, a high fastball and a swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. So Jody Ewing comes back with a couple of strikeouts here in this fifth inning. He's now struck out six. Hastings leads a base runner stranded at third base. No runs, no hits, one error, one left. Five innings in the books. Hastings 1, Millard South 1.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make insurance simple through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you peace of mind, and you can count on your local Farm Bureau agent to help determine the amount of life insurance that's right for you. You already trust us to help protect your valuables. Now trust us to help protect what you value most, your loved ones. Call Marty DeMuth in Hastings today to see how we make insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. The internet streaming brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Hastings has something for everyone. Check it out at www.hastings.edu. Legion Baseball from the Johnny Hop Tournament here this weekend. 12:30 KHAS. It's going to be a busy day tomorrow with two games, 1:30 and 6:30, and then a single game at 4 on the Sunday afternoon. Here's Polly. Pops up the first pitch that he sees here from Spady, high in the air and coming on and making the catch there for Hastings will be the shortstop. That's Dreher. So Polly, he flies out to Dreher at shortstop. That's going to bring up Drew Gillen next, the second baseman. Millard South has got only three base hits off of Cole Spady here tonight. There's a base hit right up back up there in the middle of center field. So just when we say that, they pounder right back there to a center field as Gillen gets aboard. That's his third base hit of this ballgame. So now Millard South has got the lead run over there at first base with one man out here in the sixth. Mike Brown comes up there next. Brown, he is 0 for 2 tonight. He's grounded out, and he is struck out. Now Spady works in the stretch. There's a strike there as Brown was attempting to bunt. Takes a strike on the outside corner. Good ball game here tonight in the opening game for Hastings here in the Johnny Hop Tournament. Playing one of the top teams in the state of Nebraska here tonight in Millard South, the 52 Patriots. Team that went to the World Series a year ago. Most of those guys returning for the summer of 2016. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Taking a lead down there at first base is Gillen. Stays put. Next pitch fouled back to the screen. 1-2. Kyle Perry would be next. And then Jake Borsa, the DH. Mike Brown, the number six hitter in the batting order here for Millard South. Here comes the next pitch. Hit on the ground, right side, and that's going to sneak through there for a base hit in the right field. Adler picks it up. The runner is now between the second and third base. He puts on the brakes, and he goes back to second base, and a great throw there by Adler. Dillon was about halfway to third base there. As Kate Adler got the ball back to the infield, Gillen puts on the brakes and quickly gets it back to a second base there. Mike Brown, he singles to right field as that one just sneaks by the second baseman, Sam Reimer. So now Millard South has got base runners on at first and second base. We're in the top of the sixth inning. There's one man out. Now Kevin Asher is going to make his way onto the pitcher's mound here. I think Cole will stay out here. Kevin just wants to make sure everybody knows what we're going to do defensively here. As Kevin Asher makes his first appearance on the hill, Cole Spady has given up only one run and five base hits so far in this ball game. Spady has struck out three, and he has only walked one batter so far. So a little conference on the mound now for Kevin Asher. That's going to be the case. Cole will stay out there. Asher makes his way back off of the mound, back over here to the third base dugout. So a big inning here. Hastings needs to shut the door. Kyle Perry, the number seven here in the batting order, comes up there next. He is 0 for 2 so far tonight. He's grounded out once, and he's fouled out to the third baseman. Now Millard South has got base runners on at first and second base. Cole Spady comes set, a high set as he fires one to the plate. A breaking pitch that misses outside. One ball and no strikes to Kyle Perry. Perry played in the first ball game against Hastings and was 1 for 3. Spady again comes set, fires under the plate. Fastball that misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Nobody up and throwing for Hastings in the bullpen right now. Spady behind the count at 2 balls and no strikes. Spady offers another one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner and the lefty. Kyle Perry now looking at a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Blaine Dreher, the shortstop, dancing behind the runner there at second base, trying to keep him close down there. That's Drew Gillen. Asher playing ahead of the runner over here at first base. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit hard to right field. Adler backs up. He can't find the ball, and it falls out there in right field. Heading to third base on the play is Gillen, and he's going to stop there, and Millard South has got the bases loaded. Kyle Perry, he's going to single to right field, but that was a hard hit ball, and then Kate Adler looks up there and looks like he lost it maybe in the lights. Finally, it falls out there. Adler quickly picks it up and gets it back to the infield. And that's going to be all she wrote here for Spady as Kevin Asher makes another trip out to the pitcher's mound. So Hastings going to have a pitching change here as Millard South has loaded up the base pads here in the sixth inning of play. We'll take a break. One man out in the sixth. It's Hastings 1 and Millard South 1.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Get your beauty rest on during the 4th of July sale going on now at Furniture Direct in Hastings. Experience elegance and luxury with the new line of Beauty Rest Platinum mattresses and get a free box spring. Add an adjustable power base to any queen set purchase for only $399 more. Up to 48-month, no interest financing. The Beauty Rest 4th of July sale is going on now at Furniture Direct on South Burlington and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Connor Laux is going to come on and throw for Hastings here with the bases loaded. Laux has thrown 16 and two-thirds innings so far. He'll be making his seventh appearance of the season. His record is no wins and one loss. He does have one save in one opportunity. Out of those 16 innings, he is giving up 21 hits and 11 runs, 9 of those earned, 9 base on balls and 12 strikeouts. So Connor Laux comes on to throw now here in the sixth inning. We've got the bases loaded for Millard South.
Number two, Connor Laux.
Coming up to the plate, we've got Jake Barsa. He's the designated hitter. Cade Adler is going to switch over to left field now. We'll get the rest of the changes as Connor came in from left field. Connor Laux is on the mound. Crucial situation here. We've got one man out and the bases loaded for Millard South. It's a 1-1 ball game here as Jake Barsa, the DH, is up there. He's 0-2 so far tonight. Reached out an error and he has struck out once. Connor comes set. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. So 2-0 the count. No place to put Jake Barsa here in the sixth inning. Next pitch is going to be down low. Again, a good stop behind the plate there by Brooks Asher. Not allowing that one to come back to the screen. Now it's three balls and no strikes. Barsa is going to just sit here, I'm sure. He'll be taking this pitch. Might be taking two of them. Here comes the 3-0 pitch now from Connor Laux. That's in there for a strike. 3-1. David Benjamin would be next. Barsa, I'm sure, will be taking this pitch here on a 3-1. Bases loaded. 1-1 to score. Millard South and Hastings here in the Johnny Hop tournament. There's a ball hit back up to the middle. That's a base hit into center field. Retrieved there by Schmidt. He gets it back to the infield. He gets back all the way back here to the plate where Asher's got to grab the ball over in foul territory, but a run comes in to score. That's why I'm up here and not down there. Barsa delivers up an RBI single right up the middle. Brings home Gillen, and now Millard South has got a 2-1 lead over Hastings, and the bases are still jammed here in the sixth inning. That run will be charged to the statistics of the starting pitcher for Hastings, Cole Spady. Here's David Benjamin coming up there next. Benjamin, he walked and flew out to left field. There's a bouncing ball towards second. Fielded there by Reimer, goes to shortstop. It's right through the glove of Greer. It gets by him into left field, and coming in to score on the play is going to be Mike Brown. So a fielder's choice and another error on Hastings is going to produce a run here. And Millard South goes out on top by a score of 3-1. Five errors now on Hastings here in this ballgame. That one was a costly one. Should have been at least an out down there at second base. Now runners are on at first and second. It's a 4-1 ball game as Kyle Perry came around to score as well from second base. So 4-1, that error cost the Hastings 5 points bank squad a couple of runs. Seven hits now for Millard South in the ball game. Top of the order is up there now. There's a ground ball to second. Same play. They flip it a short for one over the first base double play. Well, they convert the second time around, but that was a costly error back there in the previous play. It cost us a couple of runs. Millard South putting three on the board here in the sixth inning. Three runs, four base hits. One error on Hastings and a runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with a score, Millard South 4, Hastings 1.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make insurance simple through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you peace of mind, and you can count on your local Farm Bureau agent to help determine the amount of life insurance that's right for you. You already trust us to help protect your valuables. Now trust us to help protect what you value most, your loved ones. Call Marty DeMuth in Hastings today to see how we make insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Well, when you're playing one of the top teams in the state, you can't commit 5 errors in a field. That's exactly what's happened here for Hastings 5 Points Bank, although we're still in the ball game here as Hastings bats in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's a 4-1 ball game, but Hastings has been able to get only 2 base hits off of the starting pitcher and the ace for the Millard South pitching staff, Jonah Ulane. Millard South has got a couple of errors themselves in the ballgame. Only 2 base hits so far for Hastings. Now leading things off here in the sixth inning is going to be Brooks Asher. Asher's got one of those base hits. It was an RBI single back there in the third. First pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. It's 1-0. Next pitch is hit right toward third, off of the chest of the third baseman, and Asher is going to be safe over at first. Mike Brown attempting to grab that one and a hop down there at third base. It goes ricocheting off of his chest, and no play over at first base on Brooks Asher. We'll get the official ruling on that one is we've got to Grant Schmidt coming to the plate next. They're going to give a tough error on the third baseman over there, Mike Brown. Grant Schmidt to the plate next. He is 0-2 so far tonight. He's popped one back to the first baseman. He's also flown out to the shortstop. So the other night with a batting average of .350. Brooks Asher sneaking away from the bag down there at first base. Ulane looks that way. Brooks fakes the steal. Pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count now on Grant Schmidt is sitting at 2 balls and no strikes. Brooks Asher is stealing bases this year, 3-for-3. Got a good lead over there at first base right now. Here comes the pitch to the plate as he stays put. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. 3-0 the count here to Grant Schmidt. Millard South has got the lead over Hastings. 4-1. We're at the bottom of the sixth. Next pitch is going to be right down Broadway there. Grant taking all the way, and it's 3-1. Dawson Eckhart would be next. Grant Schmidt in the right-hand batter's box here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Next pitch is going to be fouled right back at us and out of play. It's now full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grant leads the team in RBIs. He's got 25 of them this year. He's walked 13 times. He has struck out 11 times so far this year. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch inside, and it misses. So a walk there, and Hastings has a couple of base runners now here in the sixth. Grant heads down to first. Brooks Asher moves on to second base. And now the head man for Millard South going to make his way out to the pitcher's mound here and talk with his ace on the staff here, Joni Ulane. A conference here with base runners on at first and second base in the sixth inning. Hastings trailing by the score of 4-1 here in the contest. Ulane is going to stay out there. Quick little conference. Home plate umpire Craig Roop is on his way out there to break things up. But just as he made the move, coach heads back to the first base dugout. Dawson Eckhart up to the plate next for Hastings. Eckhart is 0-2 so far tonight. There's a big swing and a miss there. Spady is up there. Spady is going to be the DH now, so he stays in the ball game as a DH for Dawson Eckhart. So Cole Spady is going to bat here. Fastball to him is going to be up high for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Spady has a batting average of .265 so far this year, 13 base hits and 49 trips to the plate. Spady weighing on the pitch. One ball and one strike. Here comes the next one. That's going to be a strike. Spady wanted to pull the trigger and couldn't quite do it. So now he's behind the count of one ball and two strikes. He has walked four times so far this year. He has struck out nine times. There's a fastball and a swing and a miss. Spady strikes out, first out here in the sixth inning. Strikeout number seven in the ball game now for Jody Ulane. Coming up there next is going to be Vinny Schmidt. Vinny, he's 0 for 2 tonight. He's reached on a fielder's choice and he has struck out once. So on the night with a batting average of .326. Hastings looking for a big base hit here to get us back into the ball game. There's a high fly ball. It's going to be back behind the plate. Coming back here is Benjamin, and it gets out of play. No balls and one strike. Nothing at one to Vinny Schmidt. Vinny has walked 12 times. He has struck out seven times. He's driven home 20 runs. Fan Appreciation Day on Sunday. Admission going to be free. It's going to be a 4 o'clock ball game against Lincoln Northeast Judd Brothers. Final game of the 2016 regular season before Hastings heads into the postseason next weekend. Next pitch can be fouled back to the screen, and the count zipping two on Vinny Schmidt. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the sixth inning, trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-1. Next pitch to the plate way outside. Out there to grab it was Benjamin, the catcher. Now one ball and two strikes here. Ulane has thrown 89 pitches so far in the ball game. Next pitch is going to be popped up again. Comes back toward the screen and it gets out of play. Count remains at one ball and two strikes. Yeah, the fans catch the ball in the air on these foul ball attempts to get a prize. Quiznos sandwich, I think, is the thing that's up for grabs here tonight. There's a ground ball to short. They go to second for one over the first base double play. So a double play there retires Hastings here in the sixth inning. So Hastings threatening with a couple of base runners to lead off the inning, but a strikeout and a double play, and Millard South gets out of the inning. No runs, no hits, one error, and one runner left on base. We go to the seventh inning with a score, Millard South 4, Hastings 1.
Working with Mel and Anning is like being with family.
You know everyone that you work with. You know a little bit about them, you know about their family. It's just a natural thing.
That's the strength of Morrison Cancer Center and Mary Lanning Hospital, the diversity. Because you're pulling talents from different parts of the world.
We have the best doctors and nurses around, so I think that patients can have the best treatment near home.
We're all interested in different things, but we complement one another. I think we make a great combination because we speak to different strengths.
Cancer patients are amazing.
It's very important to be there for them in these tough times as their friend, as well as their doctor.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Here at Duncan Field, Husker Power Products with irrigation and industrial engines, pumps, and generators. Online at HuskerPowerProducts.com. Connor Louts will come back out and throw for Hastings here in the seventh inning. 4-1 is the score. Hastings with only two base hits so far in the ball game. Millard South has now got seven. Hastings has helped them along with five errors in the ball game. Millard South with a run in the first inning. They scored three more in the sixth. Starting pitcher Cole Spady knocked out there in the sixth inning of play. Now Connor Locks is out there trying to finish things off for Hastings as we head to the seventh inning. This one's scheduled for seven here tonight. 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order to face him. Michael Clayton is up there for Millard South as he thinks they're going to pitch down low for a ball here. One ball and no strikes. Clayton is 0 for 3 in the ball game so far. Struck out once, popped one back to the catcher and flew out to right field. Here comes the 1-0. It's on the way and a swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Out on the outfield now, you've got Kate Adler in left, Grant Schmidt in center. Cole Spady has moved over to right field. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. Infield stays intact. Vinny Schmidt at third base. Blaine Dreher at short. Sam Reimer at second. Trey Asher at first. Connor Locks now on the mound with Brooks Asher behind the plate. Two balls and one strike. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. Three balls and one strike now to Michael Clayton. Hastings will play McCook tomorrow afternoon. 1:30. We'll be having the pregame show at 1:15 here on 1230 KHIS as the next pitch comes in there for a ball and he walks him. So Michael Clayton gets a baseline balls here. That's going to be the first walk given up by Connor Laux. Dylan Ewer comes up there next. Ewer has reached on an error. He's grounded out once and he's flown out to left field. He's 0 for 3. So Hastings and McCook tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. Hastings and Gretna tomorrow night at 6:30. We'll have both of those games for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. Lincoln Northeast on Sunday at 4. Fan Appreciation Day, admission free on the Sunday afternoon. We'll have the remaining three games that Hastings will play here in the tournament coming up the rest of the weekend. Pitched by a Connor Locks outside for a ball here. 1-0 the count to Dylan Ewer. There's a throw to first base, and now they got him tied up. The runner heads down to second. They got a run down between first and second base. They throw back to first, and they have got him. A pickoff there as Clayton is picked off of first base. Nice move by Connor Locks throwing it to first base. Then they had Clayton committing the wrong way there as he was left out to dry in a run down between first and second. Trying to get back to the bag at first, and they throw him out. So a pickoff there. 1-3-6-3 officially in your books to retire. Clayton off of the base pads there at first base, and there's a base hit into left field. So Ewer, he singles to left field, but now with one man out. Millard South has got a base runner at first base. Here comes Darren Pauley up there next. So Pauley comes up there. He's the right fielder. He has singled once. He has grounded out once, and he's also flown out to shortstop. There's a fastball coming in there from Connor Laux. It's going to be outside the strike zone. 1-0 the count. Cole Spady officially goes 5 1/3 innings tonight. He throws 90 pitches for Hastings. He was our starter. Gives up 6 hits, 4 runs, 1 earned, 3 strikeouts, and 1 walk. Connor Laux out there right now for Hastings. Ulane has went all the way for Millard South. His pitch count getting up there. He's now up to 95 pitches. Let's see if he comes back out and throws the bottom of the 7th. There's a throw over to first base, and again, Ewer looked like he was maybe leaning the wrong way, but this time he gets back in there. Trey Asher applies the tag on the top of his helmet down there. Back in there safely. Now Ewer sneaks away from the bag at first base again. Quick throw over to first base. That one was close again. Ewer dives back into the bag and now brushes himself off over there. Takes his lead over there again. 4-1 is the score. Millard South has got the lead over Hastings. Quick throw over to first base again. They've got him again. Two pickoffs here in the 7th inning. Ewer was just testing Connor Laux. He was just getting back to the bag. He took more of a half a step a little bit further away. That half a step was too much as he has picked off here in the 7th inning. So two pickoffs by Connor Laux here in this 7th inning. Pauley has got a count of one ball and one strike here at the plate. And there's a strike there and a slow curveball. One ball and two strikes. That's the way to erase the old base runners. 1-2 with two men out here at the top of the 7th inning. Connor's next pitch to the plate is hit again toward the left side, and that's going to sneak through there for a base hit. A base hit there for Millard South. They didn't have those pickoffs over here at first base. They'd have the bases loaded and nobody out here in this inning. Now Gillen comes up there next. This is Drew Gillen. He's the second baseman. And he is 3-for-3 tonight. A single, a double, and a single. He has scored a run. So Gillen is up to the plate here. Takes a whack at this one and a foul tap back to the screen. So Drew Gillen should be up there with nobody out and the bases loaded. Instead, he's got a man on at first base and two men out. Couple of pickoffs there by Connor Laux here in this inning. You have to scramble to find one in an inning, not alone two. Throws a off-speed stuff here into the plate, and it's going to miss down low. It's 1-1. One ball and one strike here to Drew Gillen. He's the number 5 hitter in the batting order. He's a left-handed hitter working against the righty out there and Connor Laux. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's going to be popped up and it's going to get out of play. One ball and two strikes now to Gillen. As we look to the Hastings half of the seventh, we're going to have the bottom of the order coming up. 7, 8, and 9. See if Kevin Asher goes to the bench. There's some pinch hitters are trying to get something going there. Hastings with only two base hits so far in this ballgame. Next pitch is a fastball. It's going to stay out wide. Now two balls and two strikes. Hastings trying to get out of the top of the seventh inning with no damage done here. They're trailing in the ballgame by a score of 4-1. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. First game for Hastings in the Johnny Hop tournament. Here comes a 2-2 pitch, and that one just misses. Just misses outside, three balls and two strikes. So now the base runner over here at first base will be going on the pitch. Connor's going to come home around here. Three balls and two strikes, two men out. Laux comes set, throws one into the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. Base on ball number 2 for Connor Laux. Now base runner's on at first and second base. While you take away the pickoffs over there, that should have produced a run right there. For Millard South, they would have the bases loaded. Now the walk to Gillen. And now here comes Kevin Asher out of the dugout again for Hastings. A little conference on the mound. Hastings can ill afford to give up any more runs here. And the seventh inning of play, they're down by 3 runs here with not a whole lot of offensive production so far in this ballgame. And now we're going to have another pitching change. Another pitching change coming up here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. We're in the seventh inning of play with two men out. We'll take a break with a score. Millard South 4, Hastings 1.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drugstores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drugstore downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Get your beauty rest on during the 4th of July sale going on now at Furniture Direct in Hastings. Experience elegance and luxury with the new line of Beauty Rest Platinum mattresses and get a free box spring. Add an adjustable power base to any queen set purchase for only $399 more. Up to 48-month, no interest financing. The Beauty Rest 4th of July sale is going on now at Furniture Direct on South Burlington in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
New pitcher for Hastings is going to be Blaine Dreher. Comes out from the shortstop position. Climbs on top of the hill. Durr has thrown three innings for Hastings so far this year. His record, no wins, one loss. He does have two saves. Out of the three innings, he's given up two hits and one run. That was earned. Two base on balls, three strikeouts, 2.33 is his ERA. Been used as the closer for Hastings all season long. He's making just his fourth appearance of the season on the hill. Of course, he was injured for a good portion of the season, but now Blaine Dreher comes on with runners on at first and second base. Two men out. Mike Brown is your batter, and he fouls away the first pitch. No balls and one strike. So Dreher is brought on to retire basically one guy here. Mike Brown, he is 1-for-3 so far tonight. Had a single in the sixth inning and scored one of the three runs that they scored in that inning. Here's the next pitch, a fastball. It's going to be up high for a ball. 1-1 the count. Brown, he grounded out to the first baseman in inning number one, struck out in the third, and then had that single, scored a run in the sixth. One ball and one strike here to Mike Brown. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on, missed. Now a quick throw down to second base, and diving back in there is going to be Polly. Snap throw from behind the plate there by the catcher for Hastings, Brooks Asher. The count here is at 1-2 to Mike Brown. Hastings trailing Millard South. Final score of 4-1 here in the ballgame. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's on the way. A curveball there. It's going to be hit over the head of the second baseman, Reimer, in the right field. Around the bag at third. Coming home is going to be Polly. Also around the bag and coming home by Gillen. He's going to put on the brakes now and throw. He goes back to third base. So Mike Brown, he's going to get a double and produce a run here in the seventh inning of play. Coming around from second base to score is going to be Polly. Then Gillen, he comes all the way around from first base. He was about halfway home and decided to put on the brakes and go back to third as the throw came in there. So now Miller South has got runners on at first, or actually second and third base now. Kyle Perry coming up there next. And the pitch is a fastball that misses up high. 1-0. So that makes the score a 5-1 ball game now in favor of Millard South. That run will be charged against the statistics of Connor Laux. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to stay in play here. Drifting over across the foul line is Vinny Schmidt. He grabs the ball, and the inning is over. So Kyle Perry, he fouls out to the third baseman, Vinny Schmidt. The inning is over. The Millard South, the 52 Patriots, they tack on an insurance run here in the seventh inning of play. One run on three base hits. No errors on Hastings, and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning with a score. Millard South 5 and Hastings 1.
No one buys a gift to keep. They buy a gift to give. And you know what? It is the thought that counts. At Bob Sass Flowers, we've put a lot of thought into the kinds of unique items people love to give others. As a result, gifts from Bob Sass Flowers shine through with meaning as well as unique quality. This is Amy from Bob Sass Flowers, and we continue to treasure our flowers, and we've added even more gifts, symbols of love for you and yours. Real people, real love. Flowers and gifts from Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings.
You've made a smart choice. Glenwood meets your home and business technology needs with an array of phone, internet, DirecTV, or cable packages. Whether you want to keep up with your family or your online gaming competition, we've got the speed you need. At Glenwood, all our services are backed by a tech-savvy local team of customer service professionals. Learn more online at shopglenwood.net or speak with one of our service representatives at 402-756-3131. Glenwood, now with a local Hastings office.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings here in the bottom of the seventh inning. They'll need four runs to continue the ball game. Jonah Ulane will come back out and try to finish things off here for the 52 Patriots. Connor Laux up there down for Hastings here in this number seven position in the batting order. Hastings got 7, 8, and 9 coming up here. Laux fouls away the pitch, and he falls behind here on the count of no balls and two strikes. Laux was the starter tonight. He's playing at shortstop. Laux was on the pitcher's mound, the second guy used. Cole Spady was the starter. There's a ball hit towards second. Bobbled, picked up, throws the first, not in time. Hard hit ball to the second baseman for Millard South. That's Drew Gillen. Bobbles the ball. That's going to be an error chalked up there on the Millard South. That's going to be their third error of the ball game. Defensively, this has not been pretty. That's eight errors now between the two teams. Well, let's see. Now the official scores are going to maybe change their mind here. They're going to give them a base hit. All right, they'll give them a base hit. That's the third base hit of the ball game for Hastings. It was a hard shot there. Second baseman Gillen had to move to his right. He kind of backhands it over there. They're going to give him a base hit. Third one for Hastings. Here's Kate Adler up there now as the next pitch comes back to the screen and running down to second base on the play. It's going to be Laux. So a wild pitch there from Jonah Ulane. Kate Adler is your batter for Hastings. He reached on an error his last time up there. He struck out in the second inning of play, so he's 0 for 2 tonight. Adler is now 0 for his last 11 at the plate. Next pitch is a fastball from Ulane that just misses. And the count is sitting at 2-1. So the ace of the pitching staff here for Millard South, the 52 Patriots, trying to finish things off. Next pitch is on the way. That's a slow curveball there. It's going to be in there for a strike. 2-2. Area tournament starting for the teams in Class A next week. Hastings will host Area 7 beginning next Friday here at Duncan Field. First round opponent will be Lexington next Friday night. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's 3-2. So 3-2 the count. Hastings down by 4 runs. We're in the bottom half of the 7th inning. Here comes the next pitch and a swing and a miss. And Adler goes down, a strikeout victim here. That's going to be strikeout number 8 in the ball game now for Ulane. Sam Reimer comes up there next. Ulane has walked 2. Sam Reimer, he is 0 for 2 tonight. There's the next pitch here, and it's going to be down low for a ball. Ulane hasn't lost any velocity off of his fastball all night long. That's why he's headed to play Division I baseball next year at Kansas. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high around the eyeballs there. Sam Reimer is 1-1. Reimer started the night with a batting average of .273. So looking for his first base hit of this ball game. Ulane comes set. There goes the runner down to third base. The throw down there is not going to be in time. A great jump by Connor Laux at the second base. Ulane wasn't really too concerned with him down there at second. He's got a 4-run lead, so Connor got a great jump, and he goes sliding in there easily. The throw came down there from the catcher, Benjamin, but way late. Reimer now has one in scoring position at third as he takes a look at the pitch there. He's going to be in there for a strike. 3-1 now to Sam Reimer for Hastings. Reimer is struck out 16 times so far this year. He has walked 13 times to make it 14. As Reimer gets a base on balls here, walks down the bag at first. And now the head man, I think, for Millard South, he's going to come out here. And I think we're going to have a pitching change for Millard South. They're trying to get out of this ball game. So a pitching change coming up here for the 52 Patriots. They've got the lead. We're in the bottom of the 7th inning. The score, it is Millard South 5 and Hastings 1.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provides up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. PTSR offers free evaluation of sports-related injuries to all area athletes during convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours, Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
So Joel Folkers is coming out now for the 52 Patriots, team out of Millard South. Trying to get the final two outs here in the seventh inning. Hastings is trailing by a score of 5-1. Hastings with base runners on at first and third base. Blaine Dreher is at a plate here for Hastings. So 5 points has now got the top of the order up there. Dreher is 0-3, though, so far tonight. There's a pitch by Folkers. It's going to be inside for a ball. One ball and one strike now to Blaine Dreher, side of the day with a batting average of .385. Folkers is a right-handed thrower here for the 52 Patriots. Next pitch is a fastball that's going to be up high for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Trey Asher will be next, and then Brooks Asher. Sam Reimer down there at first. Connor Lox is over here at third base. There's a strike on the outside corner. And Dreher is now looking at a count of two balls and two strikes. Millard South 31-6 on the season. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. It's up high for a ball. Now the count is full at three balls and two strikes. So if Blaine can get a board here, Trey Asher would come up there and represent the tying run. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. So Folkers comes out of the bullpen and walks his first guy. Blaine Dreher heads down to first base in a play. Sam Reimer is on at second base. Connor Laux is on at third base. Here comes Trey Asher now to the plate for Hastings. Asher, he is one out of three. Popped one to the third baseman, had a double in the third, and he struck out in the fifth inning of play. He takes a pitch outside for a ball here. One ball and no strikes to Trey Asher. Start of the day with a batting average of .278. Next pitch is way up high for a ball. Now Benjamin, the catcher, is going to go out and have a couple of words with his pitcher there. Joel Folkers. So, Ulane, he throws 6 1/3 innings. He throws 110 pitches tonight. Gives up one run so far with three base hits. 8 strikeouts and 3 walks. Folkers now trying to finish things off here for Millard South. He throws a strike finally there as he finds the strike zone. Next one is going to be outside for another ball, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. We're in the bottom of the 7th inning. Hastings is trailing by a score of 5-1. Asher, 3-1 count. Next pitch is going to be popped up. It's going to come back here behind a plate, comes over near the dugout and grabbing the ball is giving the catcher, Benjamin. So on a 3-1, Asher fouls out to the catcher. And now Brooks Asher comes up there next. So Trey Asher, he goes after a 3-1 pitch there and he fouls it away back here and behind the plate. Nice play on the ball there by David Benjamin. Catches the ball right up against the dugout here on the third base side. That's the second out of the inning. Now Brooks Asher comes to the plate next. He is 1-3 so far tonight. Folkers throws one to the plate. That's going to be inside for a ball. Asher has struck out once. RBI single in the third. Reached on an error in the sixth inning of play. Takes a strike there. Hastings with the bases loaded. Brooks is the tying run here at the plate. Dreher down there at first. Sam Reimer is on at second base, and Connor Laux is on at third as the next pitch can be fouled back to the screen. And now Hastings down to their final strike here. One ball, two strikes, two men out. Here in the bottom half of the seventh, Folkerts winds and delivers. Next pitch is going to be down low. A check swing there by Brooks Asher. Did not go around with it. The count is now even up at two balls and two strikes with two men out as we roll the deuces here in the seventh inning of play. Here comes the 2-2. It's going to be hit towards short. That's going to be in the center field for a base hit. One run scores. Here comes the second one to the plate, and Hastings is within two runs. Brooks Asher delivers up a two-run single here. Connor Laux comes in from third base to score for Hastings. Coming around from second is Sam Reimer. That makes it a 5-3 ball game now.
Your batter is number three, Grant Schmidt.
And Grant Schmidt comes up there next. So Brooks is on at first. Blaine Dreher is on at second base for Hastings. And Grant Schmidt comes to the plate next. Schmidt now represents the winning run at the plate. First pitch is down low. Second one is going to be inside for another ball. It's two balls and no strikes. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Hastings has plated two. Half of what we need here in this inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike, and it's two balls and one strike. Grant so far tonight, he's popped one back to the first baseman. He's also flown out to shortstop, and he's reached on a base on balls. Fouls away this pitch here. Get in the seats. Two men out for Hastings here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Hastings trying to pull a rabbit out of their hat here tonight in the seventh. Two balls and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch to Grant Schmidt. It's going to be popped up. Calling for it to second baseman. Gillen drifts back, makes the catch on the ball, and the ball game is over. Grant Schmidt pops one back to the second baseman to end the ball game. Millard South hangs on to beat Hastings 5 points bank here in the ball game tonight. First game for Hastings here in the Johnny Hop tournament. Millard South wins it over Hastings by a score of 5-3. Back with a recap after this.
Hi, this is Joe, and I'm the manager of Gary Michaels in downtown Kearney. It's hot outside, and so are the sales at Gary Michaels. Build your wardrobe with new markdowns on suit and sport coats, priced as low as $99. Accessorize that new suit or summer sport coat, buy any two dress shirts, and receive a necktie for free. And yes, ladies, just for you, we now have Brighton jewelry, handbags, and ladies' clothing. Stop by and take 20% off all ladies' clothing. Shop now for those hot deals at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Kearney and Hastings.
Hi, I'm Ann.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Connie.
And we're Newview Real Estate.
Newview Real Estate is so much more than just an ordinary real estate company. What's the difference between Newview Real Estate and a traditional realtor?
We are full service for less. We can sell your home for $29.95 plus 3%, keeping more money in your pocket. And we can also find you the home of your dreams. Our family team spirit makes it all about you and your needs. Contact us today or online at newviewofhastings.com.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, Millard South, the 52 Patriots. They knock off Hastings 5 points bank tonight, 5-3. Millard South, 5 runs. 10 base hits, 3 errors. Hastings, 3 runs, 4 hits, and 5 errors. 2 hits tonight for Brooks Asher. 1 hit for Trey Asher. 1 hit for Connor Laux. Losing pitcher tonight is going to be Cole Spady. Spady is now 2-3 on the season. We'll get you his final numbers. Cole Spady went 5 1/3 tonight, throws 90 pitches, gives up 6 hits, 4 runs, 1 earned, 3 strikeouts, 1 base on balls. Connor Laux came on and threw 1 1/3. He throws 25 pitches tonight. Three hits, one run, one earn, no strikeouts, and two base on balls. And then Blaine Dreher came on, gave up a base hit, and he got the last remaining out. But he sings threatening in the seventh inning of play, needing four to continue the ball game. They scored two, and they had runners on at first and second base. But Grant Schmidt, he pops out to end the ball game, and Millard South wins it tonight by a score of 5-3. So they're now 32-6 on the season. Hastings falls to 20-15. Hastings will play tomorrow at 1:30 against McCook here in the Johnny Hop Tournament. We'll have the game on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the pregame show at 1:15. Then tomorrow night, Hastings will take on Gretna at 6:30. Pregame at 6:15 tomorrow night. So both games tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. Millard South wins it 5-3 over Hastings. Stay tuned. Player of the game coming up next. Then the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. Our postgame report is up next on 1230 AM KHAS.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Cars, trucks, and vans. Selection, savings, and service at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Kirshner's is also the home of ANA Auto Rental, affordable and accommodating. And if you need new tires, call Joel for the best prices. And call Bob, he's ASE certified for your mechanical needs. Kirshner's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 and at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Our American Legion baseball coverage continues with the player of the game. Now let's head back to the booth with KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Yeah, Millard South wins it tonight over Hastings. Final score of 5-3. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, working against a very good pitcher tonight in Jonah Ulane. Hits were far and in between, but Brooks Asher had a couple of base hits. He drove home a run back there in the third inning of play. He had a single. Couple of singles in this ball game here tonight. Also drove home a couple of runs in the seventh inning of play. So a big night at the plate for Brooks. Trey Asher had one base hit in the contest, and also Connor Laux had a base hit here in the ball game. And then pitching wise for Hastings here in the ball game tonight, we had Cole Spady starting for Hastings here tonight, and threw pretty effectively through. 5 1/3 innings, he gives up 6 hits and 4 runs. Connor Laux, Blaine Dreher also on the mound for Hastings. All candidates for the player of the game will come back and name a winner right after this.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
Player of the game tonight for Hastings will be Brooks Asher. Asher was 2-for-4 officially at the plate tonight. He had 3 RBIs. Again, he drove one home back there in the third inning of play and had 2 more in the seventh inning of play as Hastings was threatening and the winning run at the plate. So Brooks Asher going to be our player of the game tonight. 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs, but Hastings coming up short as they lose to Millard South, the 52 Patriots tonight by a score. 5-3. Brooks Asher, our player of the game tonight for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
You've been listening to the player of the game. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is up next on your Hastings link to local sports. 1230 AM KHAS.
Discover new opportunities at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Opportunities that lead to new connections and new passions. At UNK, you won't just go to class. You won't just meet people. You won't just get involved. Here, there's so much more. You'll get an experience that will impact who you are and what you will become. Around here, people know your name. It's up to you what it will be. At the University of Nebraska at Kearney, we are difference makers. Find out how you can make a difference at unk.edu.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletes, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every day for lunch specials starting at $6.99. Rivals is also serving up the barbecue trio every Friday night, and Saturday night is the brisket special. Join Rivals for every Husker and Hastings Bronco game for a pizza and beer special only $21.99. Only at Rivals. Open daily at 11. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams. It's time now for the Coach's Post Game Show on 1230 KHAS. The Coach's Post Game Show is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Marty DeMuth. Let's go back to the diamond to talk with the coach.
Back at Duncan Field, still waiting for Kevin Asher to make his way back out of the dugout and up here to the broadcast facility. Hastings dropping a tough one here tonight to Millard South, losing by a score of 5-3 here in the ball game tonight. Millard South, one of the top teams in the state, maybe one of the toughest teams we're going to face all season long. They're now 32-6 on the season as they pick up a win over Hastings here tonight by a score of 5-3. Hastings could muster only four base hits officially off of Jonah Ulane, their number one pitcher on the staff. Ulane, he goes the distance tonight, gives up only four base hits. Actually, he gives up only three hits. He does not go to the distance as they had one guy come in there right at the end. That was Folkers, as he comes in there and throws for the final out. So he goes 6 2/3 tonight, throws 110 pitches in the ball game, gives up the three runs, three earned, eight strikeouts, and three walks as they shut down Hastings tonight and win by the score of 5-3. We'll take a break, come back with the coach right after this.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make insurance simple through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you peace of mind, and you can count on your local Farm Bureau agent to help determine the amount of life insurance that's right for you. You already trust us to help protect your valuables. Now trust us to help protect what you value most, your loved ones. Call Marty DeMuth in Hastings today to see how we make insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Again, Millard South wins it here tonight by a score of 5-3 over Hastings 5 points back as Kevin Asher joins us quickly after the ball game tonight. And Coach, right in this thing, just a couple of miscues really opens the door against a good team.
Yeah, it does. And credit them for taking advantage of our mistakes, you know, whether it was a walk or whether it was an error. And if you looked at the scoreboard, pretty sloppy defense on the infield by both teams. And, you know, our kids are better than that defensively, but, you know, this time of the year, you hope to pick those up. And yeah, the biggest thing is we competed after being kind of what I call just kicking ourselves and, you know, really tried to get ourselves back into the baseball game against a really good baseball team. And, you know, that's part of it. We're not going to make too much of it. I thought we competed well on the mound. I thought Spady was pretty good at times. And Blaine Dreher gave us a nice finish there. So, you know, overall, a good performance, but just not good enough tonight.
You surprised that we had problems defensively? We have not had that really spark us all season long.
Yeah, and you just wonder. You know, we took 1,000 ground balls, you know, in practice on Wednesday, and you're kind of like, you know, where were those at? You know, your repetitions are what baseball's all about, and you obviously didn't put the ball in play. We struck out on the high fastball a little bit, but defensively you want to be clean against a really good team like this because it just, you know, it creates the game speeds up for your pitcher in his mind, and, you know, he wasn't, you know, at times quite as sharp. Maybe it's because he's worried about the runners. So game speed here was really important, and I don't know, you know, the plays we miscued got to be made.
Three errors in the first inning got us off to a bad start.
Yeah, and uncharacteristic. You know, a senior throws a ball that had no chance on and trying to make something happen after something didn't happen on the ball that was hit. So, you know, like I said, speed of the game. Our kids really were focused and hungry and knew what they had to do, and sometimes you press a little bit. But I told them this is the type of game that you got to put behind you really quickly because of the fact that you play again tomorrow. But we learned a lot. Their culture was better than ours. They're a championship program. Their guys were on the fence for seven innings. Our guys were on the fence in the last three innings after coaches coached them to do that. Little things, little bitty things make champions, and that's why Millard South's a championship program. We're trying to get there.
Jonah Ulane, we talked about him in the pregame show. You knew our chances were going to be far and in between. We had, four base hits in the ballgame. He's good.
Yeah, he is. He's got 3 to 4 pitches and tough to pick up. He's got a quick body motion and a bulldog for legs, and he really comes at you at times with that fastball about letter high. And, I mean, he knows he can get it by you, and if you swing, it's just very tough on you. But you got to make a decision early on. And, you know, he did get the strikeout with that high fastball, and I think 3 or 4 hitters. And you know, we're still a really young team too at times. I keep forgetting, you know, we're putting a sophomore in there in left field, a sophomore on the mound with the bases loaded, a sophomore in the two hole. You know, little things sometimes as a coach, you know, and like I said, we're still trying to make ourselves a Millard South type program.
Cole Spitty, what'd you like out of him tonight?
Well, Cole had good command. We really told him, and he said his arm felt great. And he said his arm's been kind of dead through parts of the season, and his off speed was good. He got a lot of ground balls early in the baseball game that, you know, if you make plays, then his pitch count isn't up. Who knows? He might be in there in the sixth or seventh inning when you want a guy like that. But, you know, Coach Kinding and I said, you know, he looks like he's destined to be our number two going into the area tournament.
Brooks had a big night, a couple of base hits, 3 RBIs.
Yeah, you look for that out of your, you know, three hole, and definitely the middle part of your lineup. You want them driving in runs when they have opportunities. Some of those were with two outs, and that's really important. You know, he kind of was focused on this game, knowing that he was going to face a future teammate. So that's the fun part about this is Millard South's a great program. I have a ton of respect for their coaches. I mean, they got guys, Frank Ryan's in that dugout from Millard West, and, you know, he's at Millard High when they didn't have West or North, and he started the Millard West program after South broke up into West. So, you know, you got Greg Geary, who's, man, he's been to the national tournament. So those guys have a ton of knowledge, and they do a great job to get their kids to not show body language and just compete. And, you know, there was an air made, but, man, you wouldn't have known it if they'd had a strikeout. That's just the type of team they are.
What do you tell the guys now afterwards? To just kind of go home and forget about this one, learn from this, and get ready to go?
Yeah, I told them this is a huge learning game for us. I mean, especially against a Millard South whose culture is set in what we need to get to. We're still working on it. We've got, you know, a week and a half to go, and I said, by golly, we are not going to just waste days. I mean, there can't be any wasted days in our opportunity. So we've got a great chance tomorrow. Yeah, I told him, I said, there's a lot of great things you can take from this baseball game. You know, the speed of the game was high because of the fact that there was runners on, and you got to make plays and decisions right away. You know, and tomorrow in baseball is a weird game. You come right back, you could have a totally, completely different game, and that's why, you know, it depends on the battery tomorrow, you know, and things like that. So we've got Grant Schmidt going and in game one, and Jared Foote in game two. So, you know, those two guys need a good outing to gain that momentum that we talked about before the game.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Scott. Mike.
Yep, that's Kevin Asher, the head man for Hastings again. Hastings 5 points, 2 games tomorrow, 1:30 they'll play McCook. And then 6:30 tomorrow night, they'll take on Gretna. We'll have both games for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHS. We'll get things started with a pregame show at about 1:15 tomorrow afternoon. So that'll wrap things up from Duncan Field. Again, Millard South picking up the win tonight over Hastings by a score of 5-3. Millard South, 5 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors. Hastings, 3 runs, 4 hits, and 5 errors. Losing pitcher Cole Spady for Hastings. And Jonah Ulane was the winning pitcher for Millard South. The 52 Patriots now 32-6 on the season. Hastings drops to 20-15. For my producer and engineer, Bailey Crow, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show on 1230 KHAS has been brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Marty Nemuth. Join us all season long for American Legion baseball coverage on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS. American Legion baseball coverage is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.